Okay, next item is, I think, 86, is that right?
Yes.
86 and then 88, yeah.
86, accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $2,000 from the Target Foundation Public Safety Grant Program for the 2013 Heroes and Helpers event, which pairs safety officials with youth in need to buy holiday gifts for their families.
We're going to ask our police bureau staff working on this program to be very brief in their description because we're about to lose a quorum of the council. So,
all right. Good morning, Mayor Hales and commissioners. My name is Chris Uehara. I'm the commanding officer of the Youth Services Division. And our division houses our school resource officers, our crisis response team, reserves and cadet program, as well as our gang resistance education and training. In addition to the day-to-day work that we do, we also have opportunities that come our way once in a while. And today we're going to quickly discuss and maybe share some pictures on an event that took place December 11th and 13th last year, where we were able to take some children from the community shopping in partnership with our folks over at the Target Corporation. I brought Sergeant Harris, who's passing out the packet forms to you folks, as well as Officer Julia Rico, who headed up the program for us. So with that.
Good morning, Officer Rico.
Good morning. And I would like to, first of all, introduce, this is Sarah M. Prather. She is the executive team leader for asset protection for Target stores in Jackson Beach. We had another representative.
Please sit down and talk into the mic because it gets taped and that's how they get the record. Thank you.
Okay. Our other, we were able to have two events. On December 11th, the asset team leader for, or the executive team leader for asset protection, Chris Jeffries, for the City Target downtown Portland. She couldn't make it today. So, and Sarah is here today. And thanks to these two women in Target stores partnering with the Portland Police Bureau, the Youth Services Division, we were able to make this event happen. If you look in your packet, the kids that were chosen for this event, they were chosen by school resource officers and kids that we deal with on a daily basis. A lot of these kids were not in public systems where they're getting grants or getting, you know, assistance. So if you look at the City Target's Heroes and Helpers for December 11th, the little girl on the top left, it would be your top left, she just had cancer surgery, and the parents were not able to provide Christmas. One of the nice things about this was that her and her brothers were able to participate. The fun thing about this event is each child was given $50, and they were going shopping with the police officer. That $50 was up to their discretion. They could buy presents for themselves or their family members. And the fun thing about it was Target provided breakfast. So in the conference room where the breakfast was provided, all the parents had to stay there. They could not shop with the child. This way, the child purchased whatever they liked. And it was amazing to see how many kids purchased items for their family, for their parents. So. And if you scroll through the pictures, there's various pictures of the kids. And all the elves in the picture were Target employees. And then if you go over. Yeah,
who's that Santa? That's what I want to know.
Well.
Oh, sorry. Santa. It's Santa. Never mind.
Okay. Carol was on a diet that year. So if you look to the right, there's another set of packets. And it's the Target from Jansen Beach. And as you go through the pictures, you can see all the kids with the police officers. There's a picture where there's a little boy on a bike. We were able, this parent came to me, and his grandmother passed away. He was being raised by his grandmother, and when she passed away, the family didn't have anything for the little boy. So through the project with Target, we were able to buy him a bike. That's what he wanted. So that was kind of special. And if you look at the pictures, there's a picture with one of the sergeants and two young men. I'm sorry. It's going to be on page two. We had a police cadet who was very dedicated to our program. And he comes out and volunteers, and he has a sad situation at home. He was able to shop with one of the lieutenants, and what he needed was a coat. During the cold weather months, he did not have a coat, but yet he was donating all of his time and resources to helping out the cadet program and working for Peacock Mansion. Not Peacock Mansion, Peacock Lane.
Right, yeah.
Yes. So it was really nice because he was able to get a coat, and then the lieutenant also put extra funds to get him a present for himself. Mm. So what I wanted to say is this was a great project. We were able to reach out to kids who really needed the help. If it wasn't for, I think this project was so successful due to the efforts of Captain Uehara, because without his leadership and giving me the go-ahead to do what I needed to do, and to the sergeants, this was possible, and again to the staff from Target. And we hope to do this again. And you can see the pictures of how happy the kids are. So. Mm.
And the officers.
And the officers. It's fun to
yeah,
go
I can
shopping
see.
With the kids.
Yeah,
especially the kids are, a lot of the kids, they've never had an opportunity to go to the store and buy something, let alone for themselves. Target also, they provided breakfast, and at the end of the shopping event, they wrapped the presents. They let the kids wrap their presents, and some wrapped them for them. So it was a great event.
I would just add through this that we were able to service about 60 children in our community, the low income, and provide a service that they may not have been able to get as far as Christmas for themselves and or family members. Likewise, there was probably somewhere close to 60, between 50 and 60 Portland Police Bureau officers that partook in this, and the Target employees as well. And speaking on behalf of one of the people that did partake in this, I know personally I got more out of it than the kids did. So it was very rewarding.
That's great. That's great. Well, good morning, and thank you for Target's support for this.
Absolutely.
Anything you want to add to this, this great story?
This is our second event with Portland Police since we opened our new store in Jansen Beach, and we are, you know, we're so happy that we can take part in something like this, and I'm happy to see where the money goes and that I'm able to see with the kids how it's used. So, yeah.
Thank you. Other questions for this great team? Thanks for this great report. This is wonderful work. Thank you.
Thank you. I see it as a pleasure. That's our best commodity that we have, the only commodity we can't replace, and that's the children.
Yeah.
So to reach out to them and let them see the police differently, instead of I heard all the comments that were made, and we want to build the bond so that the kids can come to us where they need help. I work as a resident juvenile officer, and it's amazing. They don't have any options. So hopefully these kids, as they grow up, they'll know that the police are just good agents.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks.
Thank you for the time.
Thank you much. Well, let's take a roll call on this, accepting this grant.
We have public testimony.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we have public testimony? I didn't know that. Okay. Let's thank you all, and we'll take anyone else that wants to speak on this. Thanks.
Please come on up. Lightning, Mark J. Hoff-Hines, and Charles Johnson.
Yeah. Can you just be brief, Lightning? We're running out of time here, so come on, Charles. I don't think we get to do that next. Okay, brief and to the point, please. Okay.
My name is Lightning. Basically, I think what they're doing is a great, great thing. I have a problem with Target.
Well, let's...
Now this is...
We're accepting a grant from them. So.
And I understand that, but this is communication under Target in this...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I should have that... Right. My position is that if we have Portland Police working within Target as independent contractors to Target, they should not be wearing Portland Police uniforms. They should not be using Portland Police vehicles. They need to use supplies and equipment and everything provided by Target. I don't like the fact of having a Portland Police officer in Target that is actually hired or actually being paid by Target at that time. If I'm walking down the sidewalk and I think there's a problem a block and a half away and I say to that officer, can you run down here and help me out right now? Is that officer going to say to me, no, because I'm being paid by Target at this time, and I am under their rules at this time. And again, I have a real problem with this on these independent contractor type agreements. And the reason why I'm saying is that I think they should be funding back to the general fund a certain percentage of money on these type of agreements with Target. And again, like I've stated, I think it's inappropriate that they are a Portland police officer in uniform being paid by Target in their stores, because I think that's inappropriate for them to be in that uniform being paid by Target. Thank you.
Go ahead. Good morning, Commissioner. For the record, Charles Johnson. And I definitely want to thank and congratulate all the Portland Police Bureau officers who, beyond just seeking overtime through the Portland Police Association, put their personal time into working with these children. It is, as Mr. Lightning mentions, an odd situation we have here where many Portland police staff accumulate overtime that is financed by Target. And so I just hope that I can talk with your office later, Mr. Mayor, about an equity view of this. And are the kids from these communities, are their communities really being best served by the police department? Can we make sure that good community policing happens for those children in their home neighborhoods, commensurate with the amount of money that's being paid to have overtime police officers at Target all the time that it's open? But definitely this is an encouraging program to see. I hope next year we'll hear about a much larger amount and a larger number of kids who will be able to be served. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Okay. Roll call.
Fritz.
Thanks, everybody, for your work on this project. Aye.
Bish.
I want to thank Target for being a good corporate citizen. And I was just in Jansen Beach the other day, and I couldn't find Barnes & Nobles, and I realized Target has expanded and filled the entire footprint. So you've got your mega store there, and I'm grateful because I do a lot of my Christmas shopping there. But thank you for your contribution. Thanks to our officers for this program. Reminds me, Mayor, a little bit like Camp Rosenbaum, mm-hmm. where we have firefighters and police officers serving children. And it does long-term build connections and bonds and break down stereotypes, which I think are helpful, and also serves needy kids. So thank you for your work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thanks to Target, and thanks to the Youth Services Division. Thank you, Officer Rico, for your enthusiasm. Aye.
Novick.
I confess to a certain amount of jealousy, and I think I might have to approach another retailer such as Fred Meyer to pair children with transportation officials to do holiday shopping, because I think that particularly folks in our maintenance bureau have a great deal of expertise in identifying high-quality toys in the transportation area, such as Tonka Toys. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you. This is a great partnership and a great community service, and a nice report here today about the city and community coming together in a totally positive way. Thank you so much. Aye.